Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Art of Craftsmanship podcast. My name is Dustin O'Hara, and I'm here with my brother and co-host, Devin.
Hi there. Hi.
Hello. Good evening, Devin.
Hello.
Good evening. You? I'm wonderful. All right, Devin, what do you have for us and for the audience this evening?
A brand is a living entity, and it is enriched or undermined collectively over time, the product of a thousand small gestures.
Okay.
Every company is the product of a thousand small gestures. That's what I like. It can be like, I mean, they say like a thousand small cuts, but it's the same thing. It's the small gestures that build up and screw your company.
Yeah, I mean, and we've talked about this a little bit over the years on the podcast with like, you know, like a tool or something that was really cool in the beginning, and it's lost some of that integrity over the years because maybe the person who started off with it wanting it to be a certain way has then company sold, or it's their kids, and it's more about money and less about production quality. And yeah, and, you know, so I think it can go either direction. It can go bad or good, you know, depending on all those small gestures.
So, what company's pissing you off?
I should ask you that question, Devin. Who hurt you? What's up?
Why are you so angry?
Why are you so bitter right now?
I'll tell you who hurt me.
Go ahead.
Google, you two hurt me. So, we just put up the apocalyptic
challenge YouTube Knife Maker
video.
Build.
Yeah. And there is a piece of classical music in it that has been flagged by copyright and is in escrow. So not only, which I don't care, because you can hold the money until you find out who has the copyright. I understand that. But they also say, with this may be throttled, meaning it will be, they're not going to show it to as many people. So you can either wait a month to put it out, which really no one has an extra month to wait to put out a video. Because either you do them so often, like us. So we don't have, you know, another month, then it's like 3 months.
Right.
Infrequently. Yeah. So you're just stalling it and killing it. You're basically killing the video because AI picked up something that may or may not be. It wasn't a real. It's not a claim by another person. It's a.
Right.
It picked up some chord progression, and in this case, it picked up an old, very famous, very open source classical song. And I make sure I get it all. If you guys are looking for, well, maybe not. Maybe this isn't. But if you're looking for like free classical music to use in your videos, because yes, classical music is open source because it's whatever past the 100 years mark most
right.
of it.
Yeah.
But then certain, you know, orchestras, you can't have the one that, you know, Boston Symphony Orchestra did or London whatever did. You know, you need.
Right.
So what happens is people for free upload their versions of the songs. And so you'll get like some from high school, some from people, some from college orchestras, but the college ones are real good, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Like they're really, you know, really close to maybe not professional, but no one can tell the difference. It sounds good.
Yeah. Unless you're a composer, you know, and you're like, you have an ear for it, you know, to everyone else, every other like normal person, it's going to sound exactly like a professional.
It just sounds
orchestra.
Like a da, 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 it sounds like a nice orchestra.
Yeah.
And so that's what I use. And I only use it from the people who willingly want to give and share copyright free music. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah.
Like this doesn't belong to anyone. These songs are for everybody. This old great music is for anyone to use. So that's what I used. And then, of course, we get struck from, like, struck down from some random big, like, Decca record company has some copyright. Yeah, to the same song. Yeah, it's the same note. So you shouldn't even be... I feel like you shouldn't even be catching songs that are that old. Like, you should have more data.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's, like, some new pops... If it's a Taylor Swift song, then fine, obviously.
Yeah.
You're gonna say, no, you can't use it, whatever. But it should be in the data that this is a song that's hundreds of years old.
Right.
Like,
And there are thousands of copies of it on the internet.
Right.
You know, from all different people. Like, that's how hard is that algorithm to understand that, like, you have access to all of the data. And don't you see in that hit that there are thousands and thousands, probably, you know, millions of versions, like, of the same song from different people?
Then, after that happens, they have 30 days to respond. So it's all on the creator. All the issues, all the problems fall on the creator. And then the person, quote-unquote, the owner of the material, either just casts a wide net on stuff they might own and then just hopes they can catch people out. Or you have to wait 30 days. And then if they don't respond in 30 days, then it does fall back to you and you get whatever money it made. But the damage has already been done. You've already, you've already, what do you call it? Basically hidden it for 30 days.
Yeah, right. They throttled it back. They put like a blanket over it for 30 days.
Right. So no one's going to see it except for maybe your subscribers, maybe. So they're not going to show it to other people because it might have something in it. Like, come on, man. So they just kill your video. And especially this time, we had to put it up because it was like,
it's everybody. It's a part of a challenge. Yeah.
You know, there's how many other videos all doing it at the same time?
Right.
I mean, that's the big reason why I'm constantly like, I constantly like telling you, Dust, like, hey, let's use the songs we have because you never know.
Yeah.
And I probably should have just used one of ours, but I was like, well, the one other thing we can use is old classical music.
Right.
Recorded by like colleges and high schools.
Yeah.
So I'll just do that just for fun because it fits. It works.
Right.
But that's what I get for not using our own music. I should have just done our own song. But it was so much fun to add something like that.
Yeah, for the slow motion shot. And if anyone's seen the... I put up a reel on Instagram with the slow motion shots of the video. And it's that music that you're talking about. So it's that like classical music over top of the slow motion shots.
It's like a famous classical song that people know. And it's just ridiculous that we had to deal with that type of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, I mean, it's just, it's an algorithm. It's a, you know, program that's designed to pick up on things and like, and to, you know, cause obviously there are millions of videos that are being put out like almost every day. There's just so many channels. So obviously a person can't do that. So there has to be some type of program that's designed to, you know, pick up on those copyright issues. But you would think that program, because it's dealing with millions of views and millions of videos every day, every month, it would be smarter than, you know, like putting a hold on it. And the other thing too is like, I don't know, I guess, you know, Google and YouTube, like they don't care. They're making so much money. You know, so like if they have to put a hold on one video that's not going to make very much money, like they don't care. You know, you would think that they would care. Like, let's make it better so that way we make more money. But they make so much money.
Yeah, or just let it continue to grow. And if it's a obvious copyright infringement, you're using someone's movie or someone's like new song or something and just uploading it as, hey, this is the full album of this for free.
Right, yeah.
But if it's 30 seconds of a classical song that's hundreds of years old, like, you shouldn't...
Right.
You shouldn't shut it down. You shouldn't just let any record company just, you know, have a wide net of things they can capture and try to take money from.
Right.
Yeah. And I understand I understand people and other creators wanting to keep their own stuff, let's say if it's musicians or stuff like that. I understand that part, but some things, it has to be smarter than just shutting...
Right.
Shutting things down that for things that are obviously not owned by them. I mean, they tried to do that strike on one of the songs that we have.
Yeah,
So, you know, it picked up on some chord progression. I mean, I was like, oh, you mean the same four chords that you know, 2 million songs are written on it. Yeah, it's the same, exactly. Like, a few chords. Like, I don't know what to tell you. We just picked some chords in, and I was like, that one was solved pretty quick. But I was just like, hey, this is our song. Like, I'm playing. Like, it's...
Yeah, right.
And that one got resolved quick. But I feel like the bigger companies, they just don't respond, or they just wait the 30 days and see if they can keep your money.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. It's silly.
Yeah,
not just that this video would have got more. You know, we're not getting a lot of views on any of our videos, really, or the majority of them. So it's, right. You know, not that that's, but still, it's not helping.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, we're relying on every view that we can get right now. And so we're relying on the algorithm to push our channel, you know, because that's how it works. You know, because the percentage of subscribers that are watching, you know, the 170,000 subscribers that we have aren't all watching the videos that they're subscribed to, you know, and I'm not either. I can't watch all the videos. I'm subscribed to like 200 channels, you know, whatever. Right. So like, yeah, I'll see some of those, but really, like, you know, my, like, all the channels I'm subscribed to, I don't see all those. They don't all come into my feed. Like, I don't know how, like, while they're choosing, if it's like, if the algorithm does that, it shows even the subscribers of the channels, you know, it's like, are these the ones you're watching more often? So I'm just going to show you these because I know you're going to watch them. Right. Yeah, but what about all the other videos that come out from all the other people I'm subscribed to, you know?
Yeah. And it's so there's that. There's a bunch of other things that just piss me off. There's, I mean, just the app is so shitty now.
Yeah,
right. Not necessarily the way it performs. It's the way it, you pull it up, there's a video, and then there's a section for shorts, then there's an ad, then there's one more video, then there's two ads, then there's some video that obviously was pushed by them. Like, Jimmy Fallon, it's like, I've never watched any of these. Right. So they throw in their bullshit every once in a while. So it's like, so the first few, like, then by then you're like, well, yeah, then you're like, I guess nothing. Like, you can keep scrolling.
Yeah, but then
all the things that I'm subscribed to and they know I like, they just choose, like, well, we're going to recommend this other stuff. Like, and then Google's constantly trying to get, like, more info on us, like, our demographics and how we are representative, what we like, all that stuff. Like, do you really need to know, like, what my parents look like and what religion and whatever else? Like,
right, exactly.
Is that really have anything to do with what I create? Like, why are you bugging me about this? Right. It has nothing to do. I mean, YouTube is for everyone and is everyone.
Right. Yep.
Like, why don't you focus on good videos getting seen by whomever makes them.
Right.
And not like, all right, I found a Jewish Mexican guy. Like, I got to push him. Like, no one sees into this or whatever it is. Like, some weird mix that they've decided to, like, push that month. Right. It's like, what does it have to do with anything? Stop bugging me about that. It's just a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And then their ads, you know, have you noticed how long the ads are?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got like, more and more. It's like, now you have 45 seconds you have to wait, you know, for this. Like, what? Like, give me a... That's crazy. You know, I'm just quick to just go away. Just, like, close down my YouTube app and go to, like, Instagram or Facebook. You know, like, I'm like, oh, nope, it's too late. It takes too long. I'm gone, you know? Yeah.
Like, they make a boatload of money. And people like you because of this thing. You're presenting videos done by people.
Right.
And, like, the good stuff usually rises to the top. Yeah, it's not that confusing. And it's such a diverse and eclectic mix of things on YouTube. And you will find the stuff that you like, and then it will present it to you.
Yeah. I will say that I, like, rarely ever use the homepage. Like, I open up my YouTube app and I go right to my subscriptions. And even then, like I said, even then I'm only fed, like, 15 of the channels I subscribe to. You know, I mean, like I said, those are the ones I watch most often, but I'd like to see the other ones. Like, as soon as somebody posts something that I, like, if they post it, it should show up on my subscription page. You know, like, everyone that posts, and maybe that's, you know, maybe I'm getting 200 videos a day. Like, that's fine. That's the reason why I'll scroll through a bunch as long as it's the people I'm subscribed to, you know?
Right. But then on your subscription page, it gets buried by a bunch of bullshit from whatever channels. Like, oh, hey, they put out 10 shorts today and they put out two videos a day. So they get buried by some whatever random channel you subscribed to 3 years ago. You're like, I haven't even watched this channel. Why am I getting still shown like 30 things a day by them?
It's just, I don't know.
The whole thing's a mess. Everything that made it worthwhile in the first place has disappeared. Like, anyone can do what you're doing, but do it with less commercials. Like, you've built a huge thing that might be hard to push aside, but nothing is too big to fail. Like, everyone was only on Facebook 10 years ago. And, like, not many young people are on Facebook anymore. No one cares really about Facebook. It's Instagram. It's something else. And I know a lot of different, they own this, but they just bought up companies. So you're not, like, YouTube is not too big to fail. It can...
Yeah, it's not fallible. Like, infallible.
We're just not going to sit around and watch all your ads on everything. And and like, and people don't know that a lot of those ads are still selected by the creators, which is a pain. Because people might get mad at ours, even though there's not many ads once you get in, but they might hit you with that 45-second thing in the beginning. And then who knows what, 30-second ads, and they'll get pissed at the video they saw before ours that did have Google suggested ad breaks, which is like every 3.5 minutes, which is insane. It's so terrible to watch one of those that have it, you know, that many. And then they get to ours and they just assume like, well, I'm not going to watch this another 35 minute video because it took me forever through all these ads. It just hurts everybody. And I wouldn't say it's not greed. I mean, it is, but greed can be good. It can be bad, but I don't know what it is. It's It's you're making money hand over fist, and now you're just, I don't know. You know, it's, you have a money printing machine, and you want like a faster money printing machine. You don't make content. You just, other people make it for you, and then you take over 50% of it.
Yeah, and the skippable ads was a brilliant idea. Yes, you can make money, but you people, they now, companies have to make these 4 second ads that catch your attention. And then if you then are interested in that advertisement, then you can continue watching it. And those people will make more money, and the content creators will make more money, you know, based off of those ads. But you can also skip it. Like, that's the dream. That's why we go to YouTube and watch it instead of TV. Because you can skip the ads. You're like, no, I don't really care about that ad. Yep, give me 4 seconds of it. Okay, I saw that it's an ad for, you know, Hims pills for erectile dysfunction. Yeah, I don't need to listen. I don't need to see that. I'll skip it. You know, then another one comes up and it's like a beer can topper where you can cut off the top of the beer can. I might watch that for 15 seconds. Like, oh, that's cool. You know, that's something I might like. You know, like, so
you click on through it was the link. Brilliant. Oh, yeah, they're offering us something. There's a sale on this thing. There's some weird like Lord of the Rings trinket. They knew I was looking at Lord of the Rings stuff. Cool, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, right, exactly. And, you know, there's the algorithms working to feed you ads of things that you would like. And then, you know, and then they do the double, right? So, okay, you can't skip both of them, but you got to watch, you can skip both, but you got to watch at least 5 seconds of both of them. Okay, so now we're skip the first one. Okay, one more. Now you can skip the second one. Okay, and now it's fucking 45-second ads that you can't skip. Nope, just, it's non-skippable. You just have to sit here and watch it.
Well, you're like, all right, I'm going to go to, like you said, I'm going to go to Instagram or something else for TV. I'm going to
let me go whittle some wood in the backyard because I'm fucking sick.
It's like, fine,
of it.
You're forcing me to do things with my family. Fine, I'll do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You sons of bitches.
I'm out. I'm done. Throw my phone away.
All right, come here, kids. Come here. I'll interact with you. Let's do it. So maybe it's a good thing. I don't know after all that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But, you know, it's just like 1,000 small gestures. And a gesture can be good or bad. And I think YouTube and Google is just 1,000 small gestures constantly.
Right. Yeah.
And so, and I don't know if it can last. I don't know. I mean, it will, because there's a lot of money behind it, but something else can come up and it'll be a trend, or something will happen to a company or somebody's boss, or somebody will get a run in with the government, or there'll be something coming up with free speech, blah, 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 that'll shut something down.
Yeah.
You know, it's just weird stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, and just the more, like, AI is so, it's so ingrained in our world already, you know, it's like, they're just, like, the computers are thinking for us now. So, like, yeah, okay, every computer you buy now has AI installed. Every phone you buy now is, like, every new phone, any new iteration of anything has AI part of it now. Oh, and it's our AI, da-da-da. They'll do everything for you.
We are a step away from, I mean, AI can already create photorealistic video. And like I've already seen, like editing, Adobe just, it's now coming out with, it'll extend your scene. So if the clip ends, I mean, I haven't tried it yet, but it will extend clips. So it will create all based of all what was happening before.
It's crazy.
So if you're walking out a scene and I only get you halfway out and I extend it, it will, like, show you continuing to walk. So it's insane. Like, so soon enough, I guess it won't matter, but none of this will matter.
Right.
We'll all be out of a job because people create whatever they want.
Yeah, we're just going to type in, like, make a wooden sword. And,
yeah. You know,
the art of craftsmanship in the basement. So when I move to a new house, we still want to use that same background, the same shop basement.
Or they'll just, like, oh, well, you already have his information, so get Dustin to do this for me and have a naked girl in the background. Like, why not? Yeah. Like, this would be a better video. That's what they, like, they can prompt. So we are right on the edge of creators, like visual medium creators already being put out of business because I mean, that's what Hollywood's scared of. That's what a lot of people are scared of. It's so it's like the final moments. Maybe they're getting desperate and grabbing up all the money they can because they see it coming, but you're pushing us out before we're already pushed out by AI anyway.
Right. And you know, art and creativity is one of those human characteristics that's been around as long as humans have been around, right? They're like cave paintings and stuff. And it's something that's different, right? It's not the way a computer thinks. It's not science. Mm-hmm. It's you know, it's passion. It's something that's completely human and conscience, right? It's like animals don't make art for art's sake. You know, or not, you know, wild animals, like humans make art for art's sake because it's beauty. And like, that's something that hasn't been able to be replaced forever up until now. Right now, AI can make art, you know, like it's still not, maybe it's the same, who knows? You know, it's like there's,
we won't really know. We won't
know exactly. That's the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
And we'll just know. People will see something they like and not care too much about it.
Right.
I'm like, oh, well, you know, this is actually an AI painting based off of this and this. But people are like, yeah, but it's, I'm drawn to it.
Right.
Right. So much art is just this feeling and intuition and this and that. And it's connecting with someone. They don't necessarily know why. Just like one painting to your left, it doesn't pull you in. And the one to your right does.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you don't know why. So if the one on the right pulls them in, and they go, well, that one's actually AI and this other one's human. They'll go like, well,
I like it.
I'm still turned on by this other one. Like, I don't know what you want me to say.
Yeah.
So I think it can be replicated. And the only thing I can't right now is like live entertainment, but that's not what anyone on YouTube does.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, you can live stream, but they can, you can completely make up a live stream, you know, like AI could make up a live stream, you know, cause they already have whatever the one that talks to you in like a straight conversation, you know? Yeah. So why not put a physical body to it in front of like a camera?
Yeah.
And you know, that's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's crazy. You know, it's just one of those things that, you know, what do you do? There's nothing you can do. So you just try to figure out how to work with it, or maybe like what YouTube is doing, you try to make as much money as you can before it's all gone, before it hits the floor.
So here we are.
I will say my gripe is with Amazon. Okay. So another monster moneymaker. So recently my truck is a 2001 Dodge Ram. The heat doesn't work very well. The AC doesn't work at all. So in winter, it doesn't really bother me. I'm hot blooded, so no big deal. I get in, I'll turn on whatever heat I have, and eventually it might warm up a little bit. Yeah. But I'm driving my daughter to school in the mornings, you know, so we're in the car for half an hour, 40 minutes or so to take her to school. And, you know, it's cold. So she's like sitting on her hands and stuff and like shivering. And so I was like, okay, well, I'll buy a little car heater, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a little portable one you stick on the dash and it blows hot air out. Mm-hmm. So I go on to Amazon or I go on to YouTube or Google and I search, you know, top 10, you know, car heaters. And like every hit for the first like 100 are just these generic top 10 lists that aren't made by a person. They're just made by a computer that's only giving you top 10s based off of an algorithm, right? It's like, these are the top 10s that have gotten the most reviews, right? So there's no like person behind it who's actually reviewing it. It's all just numbers based.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, well, so after I look through a bunch of them, I'm like, okay, well, they're all recommending these like top five. So let me look at these top five. You know, there's the one that's like $90, which I'm not going to buy. And there's the one that's like, there's ones that are 10 or 15. And then there's like the $25 and $30 ones. So I'm looking at like that kind of $25, $30 one, seeing what they are. I find one that looks pretty good. So I'm looking at that on Amazon and I, you know, the ratings are like, you know, it's like 70 ratings and it's 4.3 stars. I'm like, okay, that looks cool, right? So I'm like looking through, I'm reading the ratings and like, okay, yeah, heats up the space, like all seems legit. And then I'm like, all right, well, let me just check other links because there's like one that's like, how about this other one that looks exactly the same but has like a 2.3 rating? Like, why? Right? So I click on it.
Right.
And it's like the exact same product from a different, you know, random word name company that has nothing to do with it, like Diovision or, you know, whatever. Like,
right.
And it's like all the worst ratings. Like, this doesn't work at all. You know, so I'm like, what is it? How do I know? You know, because it's the exact same thing. Right. One page has all great ratings. One page has all shitty ratings. Like, and every single one of them was the same way. And the ones that were like more expensive that seemed like they might have been better were all out of stock. You know, so I'm like, ugh. So I go and I find the one that seems like potentially the best, you know, and kind of fits my needs. I order that and I get it. I'm like, cool, great. So I go out and plug it in my truck and like it turns on. I'm like, okay, that's cool. Turns on. Like I can feel there's two settings. There's like a fan setting and a heat setting. All right, cool. So I, you know, turn it on. It's fine. Like not great. You know, it's not like blasting hot air, but it is warm, you know, and it's blowing out of it. I'm like, okay, it's small, you know, it's a extended cab truck. So that should be fine. Small space. So I use it the next day and it's like, it doesn't really heat up the space well. It's kind of hard to tell because it hasn't been super cold out. So I'm like, has it taken the chill out of the air? Like, can we tell? You know, Corinne and I were like, yeah, we can feel it if you put your hand up in front of it and you can hear it going, but it's not really like warming up the space very well. I'm like, okay, whatever. So maybe it doesn't work great, but you know, maybe when it gets colder out and I'll turn on the truck 5 minutes or so before we leave and I'll turn it on and it'll warm it up. So I come out the next day, plug it in, starts okay. And then I come back, you know, I started the truck a little early, plug it in, go inside, come back out, and it's not running. So I'm like fiddling around with it in the lighter holder, and then it kind of kicks back on. And then the next day, I can't get it to work at all. Like nothing. Like, so frustrating, you know, because of course there were like a handful of reviews or ratings that said like this thing stopped working right away or it blew my fuses. So I'm like, I'm checking it against my car charger and the car charger is still working fine. So it's not a fuse, you know, it's just the fucking like electronics just stopped working or blew it out or whatever.
It's good old Chinese electronics.
Exactly. It's like, man, so all I wanted was like just a little car heater. Like how hard is that? You know, it's like just some heated wire springs that you push a fan through. Like, and it's just, you know, I can't rely on ratings on Amazon, you know, just like, what do? You know, the only thing you can buy that you can guarantee is something that's quality is if someone, you know, told you it's quality, right? Like that's it. And even then, you don't know if you're getting the right one because I could order one from one company and one from another. They look the same, but one company has no, like, quality control, you know, so they're just like, oh, that's fine, whatever, shoot it out the door, send it away. So
yeah,
so I will say the one the one maybe positive thing on the whole thing is that Amazon has a really good return policy. Right. It's just like, you know, you just like basically go in and say, I want to return it. And they're like, okay, drop it off at this UPS store or this FedEx store or this Amazon store. And you don't even have to package up, just bring it in and show them the QR code and we'll take it and send it back, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I got to do. But then I got to do that. Then I got to order another one, you know, cause I still want Corinne to be warm. So like, yeah. now I got to play the game again. Try to figure out another one.
I'm looking, there's a few ceramic truck cab heaters, like from Tractor Supply and stuff. Those are the ones that you use anyway. Like the ceramic that heats up and they're like $40.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So you probably just do that one.
And if it's from a company like that, like that's the thing too. Like, yeah. Okay. I have to spend more money for the name. You know, like if it's from Tractor Supply, okay, well then Tractor Supply, that's like real people who are buying real things from a store, you know.
Right.
It's not Encornamo, you know, right. Like through whatever website, you know. It's like
Yeah.
Like, all right, I'm gonna pay the twice as much for something that, you know, they should all work the same, you know, like there, it's not a complicated thing. It's just some companies just don't give a fuck and they're just gonna put whatever out there and it's gonna be a piece of shit, you know.
It's just a lot of Chinese stuff that are sold by a million different companies and like we said, like always with Chinese gear, sometimes you get lucky and the cheap connections don't break or it hadn't broken in some they're so close to nothing's put on correctly that it could slip. It could be good for 10 years or the third day you get it, something slips off and breaks and it doesn't have the protections of normal stuff. But I did see, I also wanted something. I was like, we need to invent a cube that you plug in that just heats up. That's not dangerous, but it heats up.
Right.
I think it might exist, which is cool because I have the crawl space under the kitchen. I wish I could have something like that that I didn't have to worry about catching fire.
Yeah, right.
It's almost a traditional
like a space heater.
But if you could do some type of cube that just heats up to a non-burning level, but it's just, if you put it in a space, it warms up like 10 degrees.
Yeah, there's no like exposed wires or whatever, you know, because that's just the thing.
Drop it somewhere.
Yeah, it's got to it has to have an intake of air and it has to have an export and you can't block either one, you know, and of course if you put something in your crawl space and there's going to be like dust and, you know, like animals and, you know, bugs and whatever, like stuff down there and, you know, something's going to get into it.
There's something you can safely just drop into an area.
Right.
And have a cable attached to it. But I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I know they're like heated cords, like insulated heated, you know, extension cords and stuff. So those are all completely like self-encapsulated, but they're not that hot. They're just warm enough to keep, you know, stuff from freezing when it's outside. And it's like,
anyway,
but
who knows? So let's move on to things we're not angry about.
We're not angry about the wooden sword video. That's, you know, chugging along on our video, on our channel.
That one's got a couple 100,000 views, which is cool. A lot of the common complaint has been, you say everyone can make it, but then you use all these expensive tools. But in that video, didn't we constantly make a point of saying you could use this tool or that tool?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. All the way along the way. We made that point because we knew that people were going to be saying that. We were like, I'm going to do this with a bandsaw, but you could do this with a handsaw. Like, it's perfectly fine. It could be done. No problem. You know, you can cut it with a handsaw and shape it that way.
Right. But it just goes to show, I think most of the people don't even watch the whole thing anyway. So it's probably, they saw you with a nice, you know, with a revolution grinder or something.
Right, exactly.
Which really is the main, like, really expensive tool you're using. Like,
right.
Other than that, the rest, it's all under around $100. Like not that expensive. A lot of used stuff.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. You know, it's like almost every tool I have in my shop is a tool that's like less than $100. You know, I don't think I paid... I'm pretty sure I didn't pay $100 for anything more than like maybe my Makita drills, you know, and I only paid more than that because I was like, I got a good deal.
And that's the one thing that everyone does have, battery-powered hand tools.
Right,
exactly. Not be exactly as good as Makita, but, you know, Ryobi will still get you there, and whoever else will still get you there. Like, you could buy the Walmart Heart brand, and you will be able to drill holes in something. Maybe not. Maybe it'll take you 2 seconds longer to drill through a 6-inch, like, piece of pressure-treated lumber, but, like,
right,
they'll still do the job. So I don't know where people get this whole thing, like, you have some super shop. You do have a lot of tools.
Right.
But none of it's, it's all secondhand or cheaper stuff. A lot of Harbor Freight stuff, like, but anyway, so we're going to do another one, not only because it did well, but maybe we could do it the angle where you make another sword, but you do use the cheapest tools or only Harbor Freight or just that angle. Like, okay, here we go. You guys all bitched and complained. So look, here's this. Here's like a $20 jigsaw from from Harbor Freight, like, where you can find this anywhere, and I'll cut out the shape of this, and then, you know, a hand plane. Anyone can find a hand plane at your
Should it be like all hand tools, you know, like?
Right, but then they'll be like, I don't have any of those like old fashioned tools. They only got like, like, I don't know, maybe cut the template out of like, maybe use cheaper wood. I don't know. Maybe we go to Home Depot and buy lumber, you know, 2x4s or something, and then you make it out of 2x4s, because like everyone has a Lowe's or a Home Depot. Go buy the cheapest 2x4s you can find, get the 12-foot, and we're going to chop it up, you know. Save money, get the 12-footer, and we'll chop it up. You can make 4 swords out of this. I'm going to show you how with Harbor Freight tools and with the cheapest stuff I have, and, you know, hand tools.
Yeah, and as we're talking, I'm just like looking through some of the comments.
Give it to us. What have we got?
The one that I liked that was more recent, that's actually really great, was where is it? It says something like, directions unclear, I've restored power to Rome, or something like that, which is just hilarious, because someone's saying, like, you're telling me how to make these swords, I'm doing it, but now, like, I've, you know, restored power to a superpower that used swords or something like that, I forget. Should have wrapped the handle in a thin sheet of leather and then cord wrapped it.
That's fine.
Okay. Wish I had the space and the tools to make one. I've only got a handsaw. Okay, there you go. Right. Very easy project if you have tools worth thousands of dollars. Okay, thank you. Sell it to Brady.
Good tool you have, other than, some nice, like, whatever, Makita and this and that, it's the Revolution Grinder that you were given. But that is the only big expensive. I mean, there's other expensive tools if you buy them new, you know, like a bandsaw and stuff like that, and a drill press, but you can get that shit used everywhere. Like, people are giving it away. They don't want to carry it out of their shop. They don't want to deal with it in their grandfather's garage. Just look. What else?
Someone says, everyone should make a wooden sword, quoting our title. And then the second you used a single power tool, not me, I guess. Well, everyone should make one. Like, you can,
what do you have?
Right, exactly.
Molding it out of clay. It's still wood.
It's wooden. Yeah, right, exactly. You have to use tools to shape wood.
You can make it out of.
I'm not chewing it into the shape of a sword.
Without a beaver. Oh, there he goes with his electric drill and his circular saw.
It must be simple for someone who obviously works with wood all the time.
Okay, spaceman. How am I going to use those tools? Where can I find such an amazing tool? Like, okay, but you can realize, though, and not only did we mention it on there, everything you could use, yes, you can cut the stuff off up with a handsaw.
But
if you want to flatten wood or angle it, yes, you need something. You could have hand tools, you could have a plane, but I'm guessing he doesn't, if, you know, certain people. And there's one more. They just, I don't know if, like, when they come off as
Yeah. Easy project with a belt grinder. With that one, it takes ages to create an intriguing and beautiful form. Just the patience alone for the seemingly easy project makes it a difficult one. Why didn't you just use common tools? The way it is in the title is just another clickbait.
Like, yeah, what do you...
I know, we're saying making wooden things.
Should make a wooden sword. Easy project. It is an easy project.
It's a ridiculously easy project. Yeah.
If you think that's a hard project, then you shouldn't make things.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, do you want to make something interesting? Like, I don't know what you want other than go outside and grab a stick and peel the bark off of it. And that's your sword.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I did as a kid because I didn't have a cool wooden sword. But like,
but if you're an adult, you should be able to do more than that. There's one guy who said, why do you think everyone should make such a thing? I mean, do you understand the implications of everyone? And then after that, he said, why don't you say hello to potential female viewers?
Yeah, right.
What does that mean? Did you say, hey, guys, like, I don't. Is that a joke? Is that like you have to reach out to a more diverse community? Like, hey, ladies, you can do it, too. It's like
I said, everyone
can do it. Everyone means everyone.
Yeah, exactly. This person, oh, my gosh, says, why the hell would you make one for your daughter? Teaching her to be a boy isn't helping her. Oh my gosh.
A boy. It doesn't even make sense. Yeah, I mean, that's.
I know. Like, I'm making her a wooden sword because it's fucking cool. Like, everyone, all kids love little wooden swords. Like, every girl wants to be like a warrior princess, you know? Like, every boy wants to be a knight. Like, it doesn't matter, you know? Like,
no one's I'm not going teaching to use them for real.
Right, exactly. Like, it's a toy sword.
Maybe you would have a point if we were on, like, medieval YouTube. Yeah, and you're like, right. Hey, teach her how to be an archer because we can use that in the upcoming wars.
Right, yeah, but exactly.
She'll learn how to shoot a shotgun, and that'll be good enough. Like, she's never going to... Well, none of us are going to go to battle with swords, so, you know, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Anyway, it got a lot of views, so that's why we're getting a lot of hate on it, I guess. Or,
yeah, exactly.
You get 100 comments, and then 3 of them are like those. But everyone else seems to be liking it. So we're going to make, that'll probably be the next one, and since it's a quick thing, hell yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
It's nice to make stuff that's not out of steel. It's a lot quicker.
Yeah, you know, like you said, you know, the majority of these are actually really good comments. You know, like, really nice sword. You make it look really manageable to do myself. You can make a sword that's about 100% kilograms, 180 length. You know, it's like, goodness gracious, you need dust control. Your poor lungs. There's another one.
That's fair, yeah.
A wooden sword is the truest and first companion of a young warrior in their imagination. You know, so, like, the majority of the comments are great, you know, which is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah,
and also, like, tons of people making fun, like, you know, this one says, less than a minute in, the blade that was broken shall be reforged. You know, like, people are making the comments and the jokes about, like, the reforged blade and, you know, the fun stuff with Lord of the Rings and all.
Yeah, I love that stuff. And it's...
And, like, this guy says, I know where my leftover mahogany decking is going. Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe we got to do the video dust where we do a walk-into again. We go to walk into Home Depot.
Yep.
You gotta look, everybody. You know, it's $6 for a 12-foot 2x4.
Yep.
This is what we're using. Let's go. And then you go and you have... We'll do it overly just for fun.
Right,
like
exactly.
This. How much is this? $10. How much is this? Yeah. Dude, that, like, everything here is under $50.
Yep.
Like, if you want to make wood projects, you're going to need tools because we can't do it with our hands. It's not clay. These go to Harbor Freight. Get yourself started. Like, we wouldn't suggest you spend a lot on tools anyway because you don't know if that's what you're going to like doing. So go to Harbor Freight, and they'll probably be just fine for a lifetime worth of stuff. And if you do really get into something, then you'll upgrade anyway, so...
Yeah, let me take out my, you know, 60-year-old jigsaw that's like, you know, a craftsman from 1964. You know, like, how much money do you think I paid for that? $0. You know, like, right,
just go to
got a, it from yeah, someone who gave stores, me a wooden tool.
Go to things,
Yeah, right.
Anywhere. Like,
I mean, every time I go to any yard sale or any thrift store, any vintage shop or any antique store, I'm looking for tools. Like, cause I like old tools. I don't want to have to pay for brand new tools.
It's part of the fun. Yeah. Buy a couple of the big ones if you want. If you're like, I know how it is. Sometimes you're like, oh, I want to do it this weekend. Yeah. This is cool. I got a little extra money. Check was a little bit bigger this week. I got like $100.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. We'll keep it under $100. Go get yourself this and this and this. Mm-hmm. And maybe visit a thrift store. Then we're rocking and rolling. Let's build a sword.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think it'd be fun. And like, yeah, I think just the angle of like, you know, super easy sword to make. You know, so then how do we change the angle, right? Because this is like, everyone should make a wooden sword. It's an easy project. Like, do we just name it the same thing? Everyone should make a wooden sword.
We're just making the cheapest wooden sword possible. Stuff like that. Right. Just make sure like going to Home Depot, going to Harbor Freight.
That's the other thing too. It's like, but the whole thing is that you don't want to have to make it as cheap as possible because then it's going to break. You know, like you want to try to get a decent piece of wood,
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you can make out of pine I have and they break and then I make more out of better wood. You know, that's why I make them out of maple and make out of oak, which you can also buy oak from Home Depot. But so that's the thing. I don't think it's a cheap thing. I think it's, well, maybe it is because people are like, yeah, it's easy if you have thousands of dollars of tools. It's a, I don't know how to use all those tools thing. Right. So maybe it is just making a sword with hand tools.
Yeah, well, that's the angle I would
cheap tools, up. Maybe, yeah.
All right. Your thoughts on it will include that.
Right, yeah.
And a little bit like, hey, everyone said maybe they didn't have this toy, and you can go into it. Like, look, all my tools are cheap.
Right.
But maybe you want to do it this weekend, and you don't have a wood supplier that will give you, like, mahogany, or maybe you don't want to go to Home Depot and spend the $60 on it, because they will bend you over for, like, a nice piece of wood, like a single piece of wood, you know?
Yeah, right.
So,
yeah,
all definitely. Right, let's go get a 2x4, and we're going to make the nicest thing we can make with just limited tools, and it might break if you're sparring with it or, you know, having fun, but... Maybe if you have a Renaissance festival near you this, you know, and you're going this weekend and they're allowing wooden tools, maybe. All right, let's make it. You just want to wear it. You just want it to look cool. Like, I get it.
Right.
It's better than a plastic sword you're going to get at Walmart. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I definitely think, you know, like, I mean, the majority of when I make axe handles, I rarely ever use like, I mean, I'll use the bandsaw, I guess, to cut it out, you know, like, and then it's all hand shaping after that, you know, it's like rasps and draw knife. And, you know, it's the same way that we made the, I guess, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, who knows? You know, it's like, it's one of those things that is just as easy to make with hand tools. It just takes a little longer. You know, I'm like, I'm just using the more expensive tools because it's quicker. You know, it's like, not that I can't do it with the other things. And that's, I mean, that's why we said it in the video, but even still, people love the video, right? So that's like, that's why we want to make more. And I think having the angle of like, now let's try it again, but let's do it with just hand tools. Let me show you how you can do it with just hand tools. Because the whole point is that it is fun to have a wooden sword. Like, we all loved wooden swords when we were kids, whether you're a boy or a girl, you know? So like, yeah, going through the angle of, okay, now we want to show you again how you can do it. If you know, as a parent who's not a super big woodworker, or you don't have the budget to buy a bunch of stuff, so what can you buy? Like, okay, what can we get? You know, I'm not going to go out and buy all brand new things, but I can say, this is what I use. This is what I use. You know, this is what they would be if you went just to buy them from Home Depot or Harbor Freight, you know, over the weekend, and you can put together a wooden, a fun toy, you know, for your kids.
And maybe you can say like oak, like it can be in sections. Like, you cut out the form without any angles on the blade or anything.
Yep.
You cut out the shape of the blade and the handle in a jigsaw.
Yep.
And then you start to sand a little bit, and then you have the guard, which is just two pieces of wood cut in half that you glue together.
Yep.
Super simple.
Yeah.
And then you go, hey, you could stop here.
Right.
This is cool. This will hang on your side, and it will make your costume cool. You know, you might not get compliments on it, but it's fun to have it. You feel the weight of it. It's the shape of a sword. Stop here. But if you have a wood plane, or if you have this, or another thing, let's continue on. Let's get some angles on these blades. Let's do this. You know, let's get let's start making it look, and you do that, and you go,
right, yeah,
sweet, we got this, we got that. Let's say you want to do some wood stain. Maybe you don't have any wood stain, you stop here. But if you do, let's stain this. Or if you have, yeah, can you get a hold of any leather or cording? Then
right,
you do, yeah, that too. All right, let's do the handle. Let's do this. And then, like, each thing, hey, you can stop here.
Right.
You made a sword. But.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
If you,
yeah,
got a little bit more, let's, yeah, keep going. Let's
see, yeah, you want to hang in there with me? Let's make it cooler.
Like, right, here we go. Yeah. And you just keep adding until it's still simple at the end.
Right.
But you're, exactly, giving people outs. Like, hey,
yeah,
you made it this far and all we had was the jigsaw and some sandpaper.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
good enough. Now, if we can get your hands on like a wood plane or any, you know, something,
yeah,
like
rasp
this,
or, yeah, right.
Right. Exactly. A rasp. Yeah. And if you can go to a thrift store or find something, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about, like, the very first sword that I made as an adult was when Corinne was probably 5 or 6. She wanted to be a pirate for Halloween. So I made her a little short. It's like probably 12 inches. You know, the blade is like 12 inches, a little handle, a little guard. And that was entirely shaped with hand tools. I didn't have, yeah, anything at the time. So it was like, and you can tell it's all just like rounded edges and stuff, but it looks like a sword. It's got a little hand. I used a, you know, I probably used a drill to drill out the guard. So the guard's not even two pieces. It's one piece that slides over and like actually fits down onto it. Right. But like, you know, so it can be done, you know, it's just as you progress. And the reason why we made the video was because, hey, I mean, I made a bunch of these swords now and they're really fun to make and the kids all love them. So let's show everyone else how I make them because people love them, you know? So yeah, I think that's just the angle. I like what you're saying. Like, yeah, you could stop here, right? It could be just a general shape and you have a guard that's square and you have a handle and you got a sword, right? There you go. Like you've done it. You've success. You know, if you made it this far, you've made a wooden sword. Right. But let's push it further and make it cooler. And yeah, just stick with the tools. Cause like, okay, now we'll add in, you know, a Shinto rasp or like a half round. Right. And okay, now we'll kind of grind that down. Or yeah, maybe we use a hand plane to just clean up our edges a little bit, you know? And,
right. Yeah. Look, go to Amazon, $20. You can get this thing. You can get this rasp. You can get this.
Right. Yeah.
Like these things are not crazy expensive, or be on the lookout for them. But like, yeah,
right,
all of this stuff, you can get it. Everything will be under $100 and you'll have a wooden sword and you'll have tools to make many, many more. So,
yep. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I think that'll be fun. And, yeah. And, you know, hopefully it gets the same excitement and, you know, interaction as the, everyone should make a wooden sword because it's easy video.
Yeah, well, you know, I would tempted to put some medieval music behind it. I'm not even going to do it. This might just be an ASMR video.
Yeah, right.
Just, no, you don't even talk in it. Let's not even chance it.
Yeah, right. I did.
Someone might already have the AI rights to your likeness.
So. Yeah, right. We can't monetize you because your face doesn't belong to you anymore.
Google owns you. You didn't read that in the last update? Yeah, you agreed to it, so.
Oh, man. Yeah, one of the, for the wooden swords, I mean, after I did the craft show. And so I made, you know, I think it was like 6 or 7 wooden swords and 6 or 7 wooden daggers, you know, all like making all of it took me an afternoon or whatever, you know, making all of them. And they've sold like hotcakes on Etsy. People love them. It's great. Like, okay, cool.
Right.
And make some more of those.
If all this talk is getting you hot for some wooden swords and you don't want to make it, you're like, I don't have the tools. I only have a butter knife. Why can't I make a sword? Go to the Art of Craftsmanship Outpost on Etsy, and Dustin will make one for you.
There you go. And speaking of that, I need to make some more Viking eating spikes because I guess I forgot to take down the listing when I ran out because someone just bought one and I don't have any more in stock. So I'm like, oh. So I was actually at somebody reach out to me to make kind of a short version of it. So the same type of like scroll in the end with a little twist, but instead of being like, you know, a 3-inch long spike, they just wanted the entire thing to be like 3.5 inches. So Gotta make a couple of them anyway, so I figured I'd bust out a couple more spikes and they'll back up on Etsy.
I'm glad, like I said before, I see our email all the time now. It's just money I'm not making. Poor man. But no, it's great. We should start the Art of Craftsmanship Sword Company and just...
Yeah, right.
Maybe we'll do that. Just make a shitload of them.
Yeah, because it's so easy. Mm-hmm. Just get yourself a couple $1,000 grinder and you're in business.
Right. You can get a... Everyone else is making nice knives in Damascus. We're making wood swords, baby.
Yeah, right. Selling those puppies for nothing. You want a sword? Nothing compared to a real sword. And speaking of real swords, we still need to make that video, too. I thought that'd be fun, because we do have a long sword that was given to us from...
Yeah, like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, Blade Show. What was his name? I can't remember the name of the off the top of my head. But yeah, I was just thinking about that the other day. I'm ready to make that puppy. That'd be sweet.
I love the difference in attention that you get once you've mentioned that you have a channel and this and that, and you bring out a camera and start shooting stuff. People are so much nicer. Not that they're nice already, but you know, the people are like willing to work with you, and that's fair.
Yeah,
like,
right. Yeah.
You get it. You see something stumbles in your booth and it's like another like content creator. Then you go, oh, hey man, what's up? Hey, how you doing? What do you do? Oh, cool. Yeah. 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 You know, you just
right.
Right. Your ears are perked a little bit, or someone says, hey, that's that person. You go, oh yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll, hey man, how you doing? I'm Devin. I do this, you know. It's
like, right. Yeah. Well, you know, we like, there's some validation, right? You're like, oh, okay. You know, you're not just here. You're not just one of the rabble. Like, oh, you actually do some of this stuff. And there's a little respect there too. It's like, oh, okay. You know, like a lot of people were like, oh man, I wish I could do YouTube. I've tried. Like we try to make videos, but you know, blah, 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 blah. Like, yeah, it's not super easy. It's something you got to stick with. And, you know, we have the benefit of having the two of us that do it, which is great. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like, there's a little bit of validation. It's just like anybody, you know, like when we were doing the bow shoot, you know, I'd ask people like, oh, have you shot before? And I would get answers like no, or, you know, not since I was in Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, or, you know, like, so that was like a lot of the comments were that, but then there would be the occasional person like, yeah, I have a whatever 45-pound longbow that I shoot, or I shoot, you know, compound, but not longbows. So, you know, just like as soon as someone would come in and they would be like, yeah, I shoot this. And then there's a different type of like, you know, understanding and validation. You're like, okay, so you kind of know, like, I can talk to you in a little bit different way now. You know, like, oh, cool, right on. Like, you shoot that. Okay, do you like, where's your anchor point? You know, you can ask them, you start to ask them things that you know they'll understand. Yeah. And there is a little bit of that. Like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Like, oh, you do this too? Like, all right, that's cool. Like, what do you think? What do you think about this thing? Then you start showing and getting people their opinion. Now, that was the kind of like the conversation with the sword guys. We're like, oh, yeah. Like, what do you think about these blanks? I'm like, oh, that's great. You know, like, what a cool thing. And then he's like, okay, well, you know, if you're grinding how do you grind your tips? And I'm like, well, you know, for a tip of a sword or a tip of a knife, I just grind straight out, you know, and then got to do both sides the same way and the point will come together. And he was like, yes, exactly right. Yeah. You know how to do it already, you know? So like, it's like, they're waiting to get these like little hints of like recognition and validation, be like, okay, you know, I understand it now. You're cool. Right. Like, all right, how about I give you one? And, you know, cause I was like, well, I'll buy one and we'll make some content. Maybe I can, you know, send it down to you. And that was when I thought he was like in Virginia. I was like, oh, it'd be great. We can come down to your shop, do the heat treating there, but they're in Texas. Dishes. Yeah, but
it's too far down.
Yes, it's far, but they do make some great swords, so maybe we send it to them, have them do the heat treat and send it back. That'd be fun. Yeah, all right, well, all good stuff. I think I think there's potential there to make a fun video with the wooden swords, and then see where that goes. That's because you were saying we should do another wooden weapon. I was like, what one, though? What wooden weapon?
It's I think just do another sword, and we'll just, you know, you make it a little different than the other one, but
right,
the other one got views, and if that's the main question was, hey, maybe I don't have everything, so we'll do a wooden sword again, because people seem to like it, and we'll actually really make it with all the cheap shit.
All hand tools. All stuff that you could make if you don't have power tools.
Right, right.
Yeah. Things that are cheaper to buy, right? The tools that are like, you can get a perfectly good hand plane for $20, a brand new one for $25 at Harbor Freight. You know, it's not going to be the greatest one of all time, but it'll work perfectly well for as long as you need to work. Yeah. Jigsaws, you know, less than $25-$30, you know, hand saws, hand planes, RAS, all these tools that are really cheap, and even cheaper if you keep your eye out for them, look for them in, like, you know, yard sales and stuff.
Right, for sure.
I mean, I've got, you know, 6 or 7, I mean, I have more than that, but like completed hand planes downstairs that I bought for, you know, less than $10 for each of them, you know. So
yeah, man. Do you want me to do some recommendations?
Yeah. I actually have 2 recommendations this week. Both are people that I've recommended before, but I'm recommending them for different things this time. So I have Daniel Donnelly from Donnelly Brothers Metalworks and Brandon Roost from Whiskey River Trading Company. They are both doing different October themed videos and content. So Daniel is doing Inktober. So Inktober is like doing pen and ink drawings every day in October as a challenge. And he just challenged me to do the close up con challenge. I think it's called something like that, which I think is just like showing a close up of your work. And so that's really cool. So he's been doing it all through October. He's doing these like really cool, you know, nature inspired, just small ink, pen and ink drawings in his sketchbook. And then Brandon Roost is doing, Axtober. So he's actually hanging an axe every day, for October, and has been doing it since the beginning of October. And so he's making a YouTube video of every one, and also a lot of content on Instagram. So, so you can find, Dan O'Donnelly at Donnelly Brothers Metalworks on Instagram, and you can find Brandon Roost at Whiskey River Trading Company on YouTube and Instagram. But check those out. But it's been fun to watch Brandon, 'cause he's like, he's been traveling for the last week up in Maine, and he's going to a few different places. And so like he's been hanging axes with, you know, using like a draw horse and stuff instead of using his vise and whatnot. And Brandon's like an axe handle guy. That's what he does. You know, that's like his whole business. And it's fun seeing him hang axes, 'cause it's not the same way that I do it, you know, and I see different people do stuff, and that's like, it's fine. They all work, right? It's like a tool that comes away and it's like hung really beautifully, and it will work really well, you know, and it's different than I do it, and that's fine. Like it's just fun, but it's been cool. And the videos are long. Like you really get it's not like everyone's like 11 minutes, you know, they're all like 25 minutes or 30 minutes. Like just the person who's filming him is just filming, and he's chatting a little bit. He's talking about the cool axe hand, the heads that he's got, and then the cool handles, and you know, what the history of the handles are a little bit. And then he's just working away.
Yeah. I like cool. his stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously we've worked with him and stuff, and it's good stuff.
He just posted a picture of the inside of his shop in Wisconsin. So he's got like the storefront place as well. And it all has this like tongue and groove ceiling wood. And I was like, I made a comment about like him missing the patched hole in the ceiling from when told us the disaster story of falling through the ceiling and hitting the table. I was like, I'm sure you're missing that hole in the ceiling from your disaster story.
Yeah. Man, but I would love to do a... take like a week in the summer, 2 weeks, and just visit a bunch of these people we've kind of known and never met.
Yeah.
And have our own little RV, you know, and then shoot the whole time as like a road show, you know. we travel around and meet everyone, and we don't impose, but we're like, hey, we're going to come by for a day.
Yeah.
Hang out. We have our own spot to sleep. Can we park our RV somewhere?
That'd be great. Cool. And there's so many people that we've like talked with over the years, and like people who've like, oh, it'd be great, you know, you should come visit sometime or come to the shop. So there's like, you know, and all of these like content creators, all those people, like we love having people in the shop. You know, obviously there's people who are working, but you know, like people want people to see what they're doing.
Hey, it's content. Anyway, that's a whole nother idea.
All right.
Okay. Halloween movie.
Okay.
That my daughter calls, what'd she say? She says, Scary Stupid. Can we watch Scary Stupid? It's an Ernest Scared Stupid.
Oh, YouTube. Nice.
So, which I haven't seen since we were kids, because we used to watch the Ernest movies, you know? And so I saw one detail. I was like, oh, we're watching this. But I also was like, I remember being pretty scared. Like, it was scary when I was a kid. I must have been 6 or 7, too, because I still have memories of it, and my daughter's 4. It's like, dang, it might really... Because some of the troll things, it's all like, you know, you look under the bed, and he's in the bed instead, or, like, he goes to help the girl, and he, instead it's, like, Ernest's voice, but she looks up, it's the troll, so it's not, like, creepy things as a, something a kid would think of.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, but anyway, it's just a fun, goofy Halloween movie. So if you got kids or something, watch good old Ernest. It's on Ernest free for on YouTube. Ernest Scared Stupid.
That's awesome. I love those movies.
I know, they're great.
It was great. And like you said, they were all coming out like in the late 80s and early 90s. So, you know, it would be like every time there'd be a new one. And there was like a new one every year. Like our dad would always take us and be like, all right, we're going to the movies. We're going to go see the next Ernest movie. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Ernest Goes to Camp is like a classic. Man, it's like such a good one. Ugh.
It's got that tearjerker. Like a lot of the same bits and stuff, but it's like good. And he's dumb, but he's likable. That's the main thing. He's not overly obnoxious. I mean, he might be. And some people, it's kind of stupid, but it's great family stuff and great kids stuff. And, But I really am. And I haven't seen the camp one in so long, but the Scared Stupid one is just funny and fun and like goofy and like great stuff.
Yeah. What was there? Like there was Goes to Jail, Saves Christmas.
The ones I remember mainly is Jail, Camp, and Scared Stupid.
Yeah, it's good. I remember
more.
Yeah, the key line from Ernest Saves Christmas is like he's flying in Santa's sleigh and he like almost hits the ground but then stops and he screeches to a halt right before the ground, and he looks over and he goes, "Ooh, air brakes." That's like such a good line. I just remember it so clearly. Air brakes.
His little faces. He's just
air brakes.
Goofy stuff. You don't know how it came about, but it's just.
Oh man, there you go. That's a perfect throwback video for Halloween. Love it. Ernest Scared Stupid. Awesome. Cool, man. All right, guys. Well, make sure you check out the newest video, the apocalypse video. It is great. So if people aren't watching it, you know, because YouTube isn't, they're putting a blanket over it, so we can't see it. But search it out, check it out. We had fun making them, and they're pretty quick. Like the 3 builds go pretty quick, so you can kind of like see the whole thing happen pretty quickly. And we're making, you know, props from a movie, which is just fun. It was really cool. Like the people who were like, "Oh man, this is awesome. You guys made these weapons for the movie?" And I'm like,
I know.
I'd actually make the weapons for the movie, but we made replicas of the movie props. And they're like, "Oh, okay."
They're like disappointed. Like, "Oh, never mind."
And we're like,
"We should just said yes." Yeah.
Yep. Those are ours. Those are the ones. Yeah. We're prop makers now.
They call us in special to make those 3.
Exactly. So check out the apocalypse video. It was fun to make, and it's fun to put these challenges out with the other content creators. Everyone's like super good guys. It's really good to see them all. You know, we see a bunch of them at Maker Camp. We've seen a bunch of them at Blade Show, and so really like good group of guys who are all like having fun making fun videos. So check out everybody's videos and make sure you go vote. Check out, if you haven't seen the Wooden Sword video, check that one out, because that one's doing well, and you can go in and maybe read some of those comments and add some comments to yourself. And then go over to Instagram and follow us there as well. So at The Art of Craftsmanship and at The Art of Camera Guy on Instagram, see what's kind of happening more often behind the scenes. I try to post there pretty often. He's recently posted like pictures of our Maker Camp, Mark Adams pictures and stuff, and it was cool. Mark put up a... he put up a post with pictures of Corinne and I, and then talked about how the podcast episode, last episode, was really good with Corinne. Yeah. So that was awesome.
Nice. That was nice.
And then, if you want to support us further, you can head to patreon.com/theartofcraftsmanship and you can support us there. And so everyone who does support us there, we really appreciate that. They're all part of the Discord. And so we try to put up pictures and have conversations on our Discord, channel as well. So if you're over there and you join us on Patreon, then we'll add you to the Discord server and you can chat behind the scenes, even more. And that's it. That's it for now, guys. Yeah, we're going to be trying to put out some more videos in the near future now that we're like, you know, the summer's ended, the sailing season is done, and we're done with Maker Camp and have a little more free time. So, expect to see some more videos coming out. And then if you have any thoughts on other cool wooden weapons, you can always send us messages through email. So you can send to theartofcraftsmanship@gmail.com, and you can also send either Devin or I direct messages on Instagram, and then also just like comments through YouTube as well. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you want to see, and we'll try to make some more fun weapons that only we can make because we have $1,000 of tools in our shop. Yeah. All right, Devin. It's a pleasure, man.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you guys all so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.